Shell's ethane cracker plant will take a byproduct of natural gas drilling and turn it into the building blocks of plastics. They'll go into everything from water bottles to medical devices. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier wanted to find out how they do it.
You might be wondering, what is ethane and what is an ethane cracker? To answer this question for myself, I paid a visit to this guy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Reed. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Guts Faeser is a chemist at the University of Pittsburgh's Swanson School of Engineering. He explained ethane is found with oil and natural gas underground. At normal temperatures and pressures, it's a gas. And it comes from the same place that oil and natural gas do, fossils.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's old organic mass. I mean, as we always joke, it's dinosaurs, right? I mean, it's old, it's plants, animals from geological times.
There is a lot of ethane in the deep shale formations in western Pennsylvania. It's a simple chain of two carbon atoms surrounded by six hydrogen atoms.
And ethane itself is not a very useful chemical, which is why it is being sent to the so-called cracker.
Before it even gets to the plant, the ethane gets separated from methane. That's the main component of natural gas, the stuff that heats your furnace and burns on your stovetop. At the cracker, the ethane gets put into tubes and heated up to around 1,500 degrees.
So as you heat it up, you basically make this molecule wiggle around more and more wildly.
As the molecule wiggles around more and more, the bonds holding its atoms together stretch and get weaker.
You can almost imagine it like when you have two kids that kind of hold arms and swing each other around. I mean, if they get too crazy and too wild, at some point they just can't hold onto each other anymore and fly apart. Sort of the same thing in a molecule here.
This is the cracking part of the cracker. When the molecular bonds fly apart, the atoms rearrange themselves into something new called ethylene. The two carbon atoms form a double bond with one another in this ethylene molecule. And this double bond is the key to why ethylene is so valuable.
And this double bond is very reactive. And that makes ethylene an extremely useful and very, very widely used chemical.
Ethylene reacts very easily with other chemicals, so it can be strung together in long chains.
You basically take many of these double bonded molecules and you use the double bond to connect them together, like Lego pieces.
And when you snap all these ethylenes together, you get polyethylene. This is the ubiquitous plastic found in everything from milk containers to medical devices to detergents. You name it.
You find it in medical equipment, in hospitals. You find it in the food packaging industry. I mean, it's hard. It's almost impossible to imagine modern life without ethylene derivatives.
And Shell's ethane cracker will be one place where all these facets of modern life start to form. Made from a gas found deep underground. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.